Some 1,300 delegates, ranging from princes and presidents to science, youth and business leaders, adopted the Budapest Water Summit statement amid concerns that billions of people around the world will soon face severe water shortages. The document, adopted after 4 days of talks, makes policy recommendations to ensure a water-secure world. Suggestions include coordinated water management to achieve universal access to safe drinking water and sanitation, especially in the growing refugee camps, as well as households, schools, health facilities and workplaces. The statement also recommends reducing pollution and increase collection, treatment and reuse of water, as well as a better global response to water-related disasters, such as flooding. Delegates have warned that governments should set new sustainable development goals, as nearly half the global population could be facing water scarcity by 2030 due to climate and demographic changes. Hungarian Foreign Minister Janos Martoni told reporters the statement is aimed at avoiding world conflicts over water.
Water should unite and not divide. Water should be a source of cooperation and not a source of conflict. Water should be a source of prosperity and not a source of misery.
Christian aid workers asked attention for the estimated 1 billion people who are already facing clean water shortages. Hungarian Interchurch Aid, a group founded by several churches, carried water-filled jerry cans to the site, illustrating that a southern Ethiopian girl or woman walks as many as 15 kilometers a day with 20 liters of water on her back to provide for her family. The next World Water Forum will take place in Korea in April next year, with as many as 30,000 people participating. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos at the Water Summit in Budapest.